So I got a message the other day from a follower, and they basically asked me, "Hi Emma, how do I create a study plan? Like, how do I stay motivated?" Things like that. We were chatting for a little bit, and it was really interesting talking to them. And I asked, you know, why did you start learning English? And, you know, what's your motivation behind it? And so on. Because I think a lot of people, they kind of put the motivation blame on other people. Do you know what I mean? Like, they kind of make it other people's responsibility to motivate them to learn English. Like, oh yeah, I want to learn English, but I've lost motivation. Oh, I'm just waiting for the right videos to motivate me. Oh, I need some videos to motivate me. I need a podcast to motivate me. No, stop being fucking lazy. Get off your ass and start studying by yourself. Like, you are the only one that can motivate yourself. You are literally given free resources on the internet. Like, if you're listening to this, it's a free resource, right? There are loads of videos on YouTube, loads of podcasts, loads of teachers who teach for free. They do live streams, they teach so much stuff for free. And if you can't be bothered to get up off your ass and watch some of the stuff, take some notes, make some time, whatever, to actually like go through the stuff, then you're just fucking lazy. No one can motivate you. There's no YouTube video in the world that can motivate you. Stop being lazy. Anyway, welcome back to the Procrastination Podcast. Speaking of laziness, there is no video accompaniment. Accompaniment. Is that a word? Hold on. I'm sure it's accompaniment. Accompaniment. Yes. Yeah. Okay, I got it right. Accompaniment. Oh, hold on. I'm reading the transcription. Accompaniment. Oh, accompaniment. That's the word I wanted. Accompaniment. According to the dictionary, something that supplements or complements something else. I like that word, supplements. Supplements. I'm in a very silly mood, I'm sorry. Anyway, there is no video to accompany this podcast this week because I am very lazy. And as well, I wanted to go through this topic of like how to create a study plan and what's the most effective way to create a study plan and how to stick to the study plan and so on. Now, this is not a one plan fits all kind of thing. This is more like just some tips to give you some ideas. Because you're going to see what I mean. Like, it's not going to be on Monday at 2 p.m. you're going to study 10 phrasal verbs. On Tuesday at 3 p.m. you're going to study the past simple. It's not going to be like that, all right? It's going to be very flexible and it's going to be something very adaptable. But it's something that has worked for me. If you're not already familiar with me, that's a weird sentence. If you don't already know me, that's what I should have said. If you don't already know me, then you won't know. Oh my god, what's wrong with me? If you don't already know me, then you won't know that I learn a new language every year or 2 years, I would say. I make it my duty that year to put some time and effort into learning a new language. And I don't learn it to become fluent, right? I basically learn the language to get an idea of why learners who speak these languages make the kinds of mistakes that they make in English. Does that make sense? So if I, for example, learn Spanish, okay, I would know, okay, so the reason why they're saying, like, depending of the situation is because in Spanish they say depende de, like they literally say depending of the situation, or depends of, I should say. So it helps me like get inside the mind of the learners. And this year I'm learning Japanese. A lot of people as well have kind of said like, oh my god, that's so hard. Oh, it's such a hard language. But yeah, it is. But I'll tell you something, it's really not as hard as what people think. I'm not saying it's an easy language. I'm not saying, oh my god, this is so easy. Yeah, I'm fluent now. Definitely not. Like, it's It's very, very overwhelming and quite intimidating. It's daunting. That's a good word. Very daunting at first. You've got this whole alphabet and you just look at this page of little symbols and little characters and you're like, what? How is this a language? And I tell you something, I really wanted that experience of being able to read a text or something like that. That just made absolutely no sense to me. Because, I mean, I could pick up something in Italian and be like, yeah, I know more or less what this is talking about without speaking a word of Italian. But I literally wanted the experience of being able to pick up something, like a text, and be like, how do you even guess what any of this means? Like, you just can't because the writing system's so different. And I wanted that experience because I wanted to know exactly what many of my students go through and what many learners go through when they start learning English and it's a different alphabet to their native language. So yes, that's my little story. So am I qualified to talk about this stuff? I don't know. But I mean, I'm a teacher and I've learned many different languages. I'm definitely not 100% fluent in any other language. I have not made the goal to be fluent in any other language. So before you ask, well, why aren't you fluent? I thought you spoke Spanish. Yeah, but I'm not fluent. And as well, like, the idea of fluent is very different between different people. Like, what one person would consider fluent is very different to someone else's. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, anyway, that's a little bit about me in case you're not familiar with who I am and you don't know who I am or whatever. So yeah, let's start talking about how to create a study plan. I don't know what I'm going to name this episode. How to create a study plan to learn a language to learn a language and learn more quickly and effectively. Shall that be the title? I can only make this episode about 30 minutes long as well, maybe 35, because I'm a bit of a tight wad. This is a really good word. A tight wad. Tight wad. Tight wad. It's a person that's a bit tight-fisted. They're a bit mean with money. And with my podcast hosting, they gave me like a 3-month free trial. Three month free trial. It's hard to say. And I think I'm still on like the second or third month. And there's no point in upgrading yet, is there? May as well get my free 3 months. Try saying that after a few pints. Yeah, your three months. And then after that, I'll start paying. So yeah, I'm limited to about 2 hours a month. But anyway! So, a plan. Let's imagine that you are an adult and you have a full-time job or you're studying. You've maybe got kids, or you don't, but basically you're busy, right? Like, you don't have the whole day to sit around on your ass studying and whatever. And I'm also going to assume that you are not living in a country where English is the predominantly spoken language, okay? To create a schedule, I'll probably switch between both. Schedule is more American, schedule's more British, but many Brits, like me, we use schedule as well. It's easy to say, right? So, in order to create a schedule, I want you to start very, very small, okay? I want you to start with just 15 minutes a day. You're thinking, oh, 15 minutes, yeah, that's not too bad. That's not bad at all. And I want you to be really strict with those 15 minutes. I want you to set a timer for 15 minutes on your phone or wherever, okay? Set a timer for 15 minutes, and as soon as the alarm goes off, you stop. Whether you're in the middle of a sentence or not, you stop. Okay? Because what this will do, especially if you're one of these people that's like, well, I'm in the middle of a sentence, yeah! Okay? It will kind of start making you look forward to the next time, like, ah, oh, yeah, I really need to finish up those tasks. I've already done half of them. So next time, when I go back to it, you know, 15 minutes the next day, I'll be able to, you know, carry on. And you'll be able to recap those exercises that you did, that you were practicing. And you'll be able to basically go back, review what you did yesterday, so you're internalizing that, and then you're carrying on as well. So you're further internalizing something, yeah? While if you did all those activities in, let's say, an hour, like let's imagine you're practicing some grammar, you do an hour of activities, which is quite a long time, you know? A lot of people are like, yeah, I study an hour every day. Like, it's nothing. But really, actually, an hour a day is quite a bit. 15 minutes. And if you can't find 15 minutes out of your day, then wake up 15 minutes earlier or go to bed 15 minutes later. It's 15 fucking minutes. You can find 15 minutes. You've got 15 minutes to sit and scratch your ass and sit on the toilet on your phone. I bet you've got 15 minutes to do that, right? I bet you've got 15 minutes to sit and scroll on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, whatever. I bet you got those 15 minutes, but you bullshit yourself a little bit. Like, I don't have time. I don't have energy, right? So if you're one of these people, I'm saying this because I'm exactly the same, right? I'm exactly the same. I don't have time, don't have time. But then I look at my schedule, and I look and I'm like, hold on, but I do have time. Like, I literally spent, you know, an ungodly amount of time in the shower, for example. Like, I spent half an hour in the shower. I mean, I'm inventing, but I spent half an hour in the shower. You know, what if I just had a 15-minute shower, I got out of the shower, and then 15 minutes I was doing some Japanese? You know what I mean? Like, make time somewhere. And if you really don't have the time, then there's something wrong with your life, really. There's something wrong somewhere. But everyone can find 15 minutes. Imagine you genuinely don't have those 15 minutes. Yeah? Imagine you really don't have those 15 minutes. As you're going to work, you're driving in the car, you can use that time. You can use that time. 15 minutes on the way to work, you know, 15-minute drive to work, 15-minute drive back home, bam. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. There you are. You found 15 minutes. You found half an hour, right? That's more. That's more than what I said. On your way to work, you can listen to a podcast. On your way back, listen to whatever you want, because you've already done your 15 minutes. And you can think, you know what? Today's a good day because I did 15 minutes. Yeah, I did 15 minutes of my English or whatever language. Yeah. So find at least 15 minutes. If you don't have the time, wake up earlier, go to bed later. Find some 15 minutes. On the toilet. I mean, you know, people take their phones to the toilet nowadays and like sitting there scrolling on TikTok. Do you know what I mean? Or watching a YouTube video or, God forbid, the Facebook video page, whatever that is. Oh my God. It's like, oh, it's just like the worst videos posted on there, right? But everyone has time, yeah? So, you've got your 15 minutes. Now what you need to do each day is vary your activities. So vary the different activities in the sense that maybe on one day, you listen to 15 minutes of a podcast. And those 15 minutes, you don't have to be sitting there in silence, sitting on a chair with your eyes closed, analyzing every single word in this podcast. You could probably be making the bed, doing the laundry, washing the dishes, okay? And for 15 minutes, you've just got something on in the background. Maybe you're watching a YouTube video. Maybe you're listening to a podcast. Maybe you're whatever, listening to some music. Yeah, for 15 minutes, you're doing something else, but you're exposing yourself to English. Maybe the next day you decide, I don't know, you're playing a video game and you think, oh, you know what? I'm going to switch the language of my game to English. And you're just going to play 15 minutes. And you can do that. Yeah, you can do that. Just switch your game for 15 minutes. You can always switch it back. Even if you don't understand anything, right? You switch it back after 5 minutes. Don't worry about it. It's not the end of the world. Maybe you decide to read a little bit, you know, just read a news article. And you don't have to try and understand every word. Just have a read through. Have a read through. Pick out some new words. And don't get overwhelmed. Don't try and understand everything. Don't try and remember every single word. Just pick out at least one new word. Like, that's my word of the day. I'm going to remember that word. That's a really useful word, is that? I'm going to write that down on my hand. And then throughout the rest of the day, I'm just going to look at my hand and I'm going to look at that word. That's all you have to do. Because if you start writing down everything from that article that you don't understand and transcribing, well, we could do that, and translating everything, looking in the dictionary for every new word, that's going to take longer than 15 minutes. Just have a read through, get an idea of the article, get a feel for the article, okay? Pick a few words. I would recommend one word. Write it on your hand. You know what? Pick two. Write one word on your left and one word on your right. And then whatever you're doing, you're always looking at your hand and you're always looking at those new words. Oh, God, that was quite funny. So, vary activities. Always do something. If you've got hobbies, let's imagine you think, ah, shit, 15 minutes. I haven't done it yet and I've got to cook dinner. Okay? During those 15 minutes, while you're doing your dinner, while you're cooking dinner, put a podcast on in the background, put a YouTube video on, or better yet, maybe you find a recipe, but you find it in English and you cook in English. Yeah? And in your head, you're kind of narrating, like, I am chopping the carrot. Yeah? I am boiling the potatoes. Okay? And if you don't know a word for something, if you're like, oh, I'm boiling the, what's this vegetable? Go on word reference. I don't recommend Google Translator. I don't think anyone does. For good translations, I recommend a website like Word Reference. So it's Word Reference, completely free. Okay? Word Reference. I'm not sure if it's an app. I don't think it is. I think it's just a website. But anyway, it's still really good. Yeah? Translate the word on there. Ah, okay. Potatoes. Yeah. I know this word, potatoes. I'm boiling the potatoes. The next thing, I made some notes. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, yeah. So, do what you feel you want to do on that day, okay? So, if you feel, right, you know what, for my 15 minutes, I actually fancy doing some grammar today, you know? I'm really struggling with the difference between past simple and present perfect, okay? So, what you're going to do in those 15 minutes, you set your timer for 15 minutes, you go on YouTube, or you open your grammar book. I'll imagine you don't have a grammar book with you, okay? You go on YouTube, you type difference between past simple and present perfect. And you sit there and you watch that video. Yeah? You watch that video, you take notes, and you learn. Still don't understand? Watch another video. Still don't understand? Watch another video. Okay? In 15 minutes, you could probably watch at least two videos. As it's a really long video. In that case, I would probably skip that one. But it may be a very good detailed video though. Maybe it's actually worth watching. But this is something that's really important as well, is that many people, they would rather sit and bitch and moan and complain about not being able to do something. So they will sit and bitch and moan, and to bitch, this is a verb, yeah, to bitch, it means like to kind of complain. Oh, I'm not sure how to describe this one. It's like complain. Where is it? To bitch. No. Yeah, to make like critical comments, okay? You could say this. To complain, make critical comments, yeah? So you're like bitching like about how hard English is. Oh, English is so hard. Oh, it's so difficult. I'll never understand it. Oh, it's so difficult. Well, with that mentality, no, you're not going to learn anything because you're just telling yourself it's difficult. And if you sit there and you believe it's difficult, then your brain is going to find it's difficult. I think this is why I've had an easy time with Japanese, because not at any point have I told myself, Japanese is difficult. I've actually kind of reprogrammed my brain, okay, to not necessarily believe Japanese is easy, but just to believe that Japanese is not difficult. And it is amazing what you can achieve once you change your mindset and you kind of think, you know what, this is not as hard as what other people say. Yeah? It's not easy, but it's not as hard as what other people say. Yeah? And if you start changing, like, oh, I can't remember vocabulary, change it. Change your mindset. Actually, I can remember at least one word a day. You have problems with grammar? Ugh, I can't do grammar. Hate grammar. I'm terrible at grammar. Grammar can be difficult sometimes, but actually, you know what? I have a good foundation of grammar to be able to communicate. I can communicate well, my grammar is okay. Yeah? You change your mindset. As soon as you change it, I swear to God, I swear, it really, really works. Your mind is so powerful. So yeah, if you're being whiny and you're bitching and you're saying, oh, it's really hard, let's say you have problems with past simple, present perfect or whatever, instead of sitting and whining about it and complaining about it and trying to find someone to fix this problem for you and sell you a magic potion that you're probably not going to fucking buy anyway because you're just so happy sitting and complaining, you know, on your ass, doing nothing, right? That might have been a bit mean. But it's true, some people are like that. Some people are, right? So instead of complaining about these things, you're going to tackle them head on, okay? And you're not going to be whiny about it. You're not going to complain about it and say, but past simple, present perfect's really hard. Okay? You're not going to do that. That's my whiny student voice. You're not going to do that. You're going to be tough, all right? You're going to be tough. You're going to be like, you know what? Yep. Today, I am going to learn the difference between present perfect and past simple. I am going to learn the difference. Change that mindset. Done. Okay? Present perfect, past simple. You're then going to go on YouTube. You're then going to find some videos. You're going to watch them in those 15 minutes. And you're going to come out at the other end of those 15 minutes knowing that you have invested only 15 minutes out of your day and you have now understood the concept of past simple and present perfect way better than you did 15 minutes ago. That's what you're going to start doing. This is the whole idea of like the 15-minute theory. I mean, it's not something that's like a written rule or something. It's just something that I've personally used and I found it to work. I'm definitely not like, you know, claiming this theory is mine. I'm not selling this theory. This, you know, like schedule kind of thing. I'm not selling it. I'm not claiming it's mine. Something I've done, something that works for me. It's all about creating this mindset of, I've got these 15 minutes. At the end of these 15 minutes, what do I want to know that I don't know now? Or what do I want to know better that I don't know very well now? When, for example, I was doing some Japanese, okay? I was struggling a little bit with prepositions. Okay, struggling with prepositions like, you know, on the table, under the table, so on. So I was like, oh God, I really don't remember these words. So I set this task 15 minutes. At the end of these 15 minutes, I'm going to watch, well, during the 15 minutes, during these 15 minutes, I'm going to watch some videos on YouTube about prepositions. I'm going to recap them in those 15 minutes. And then at the end of these 15 minutes, my goal is to at least remember one of the prepositions. And that's 15 minutes. And you may think, no, but Emma, it's only one preposition that you've learned. Well, it's one more preposition that I've learned than I knew before. I didn't know that preposition 15 minutes ago. I've only had to invest 15 minutes of my life into remembering that one preposition. I think that's a pretty fair trade. Because if I tried to remember on the table, off, under the table, beside the table, next to the table, between the tables, if I tried to remember all of these, I would get very overwhelmed very quickly. Tiny, tiny, tiny goals. I say it every time. Tiny goals. And I tell you something, practicing for those 15 minutes a day is going to be way more effective than if you sat down for an hour or two a week and just studied. Like, you know, Tuesday evening, you sit and study for an hour. Saturday night, you sit and study for an hour. But then you've gone like two or three days in between, not touching English. 15 minutes a day, yeah? You can be sitting on the toilet for 15 minutes, taking a shit. You get out an app. Do a little bit of Duolingo while you're taking a shit. You got no excuse. Ah, you got no excuse. Send this podcast episode out to your laziest friends. The ones that are like, oh, but I don't have time to learn English. How do I learn English? Send this episode to them. And it will show them that they do have the time. But yeah. Actually, while I'm in the shower, I listen to like Japanese podcasts and like Japanese conversations and stuff like that. And just being in the shower, just being exposed to the language. I don't understand shit. I don't understand anything that they're saying. But it's just really getting my ear tuned into the language. And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes I do understand a word. And I'm like, oh, I understood that. That's amazing. I understood one word. Yeah. A few weeks ago, I didn't understand anything. But I understood the word dog. They said dog. I understood that. Yeah? 2 weeks ago, I didn't know the word dog. But I remember, in a 15-minute session that I did playing on an app, I learned the word dog. I listened to this podcast in the shower. Bam! The word dog comes up. I'm like, oh, I understand. I understand that. Tiny, tiny goals and little victories. Celebrate them. Stop focusing on how far you've got to go. And start focusing on how far you've come. And set the tiniest goals. And it will stop you being so overwhelmed. And it will make it more measurable and more enjoyable for you. What's more fun? Okay? Task A. You've got 5 words here in 15 minutes. I want you to practice making some sentences with them. Okay? Practice making some sentences with these 5 words. And if you can remember one of them by the end of these 15 minutes, win. You've won. You've won for the day. Okay? Or B. Was it 2 or B? There was A and B. Yeah, it's B. And with B, I could say to you, okay, in these 15 minutes, I've got a list of 15 words. I want you to try and memorize one word a minute. And at the end of it, you're going to test yourself. And if you've not memorized all those 15 words, then you suck. You failed this one. Yeah? You can only pass this if you have memorized all those 15 words. You're not going to memorize all those 15 words, and then you're going to feel like shit. So, tiny goal. The problem is that on social media, many teachers... We'll call them teachers. I use the term loosely because many of them are not teachers. They're literally people who are particularly native speakers who just make these videos and they basically say, yeah, you can learn a language in 30 days. Oh, join my WhatsApp group. You can become fluent in 7 days. In a week. Yeah. Give me $500. You'll get fluent if you pay me $500. Yeah. I'll give you this fluency book, this PDF on how to get fluent. If you... whatever, just, you know what I mean, because you've seen them, it's absolute bullshit. But the problem is like this kind of marketing and these kinds of messages that these sorts of teachers have been spreading, and I see it every day, and I see it with Japanese as well. Like, English is not the exception. I see it all the time with Japanese, like, join my course and get fluent in days, right? I see it all the time. And they've created this problem now where we all feel a bit shitty about ourselves if we're not learning super fast. We feel really shitty if, you know, we're not learning faster than the students on their course that they claim to have. We feel shitty that we're not able to memorize loads of idioms in such a short amount of time. Like, because they tell us that we should be able to, and it's not true. It's not. It's not. And I bet many of the people that claim this, they probably don't even speak another language, for God's sake. And I mean, speak another language to like a decent level, I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like, I don't know, being able to ask for a few beers in like 10 languages. But yeah. Anyway, so that's the end of that, because it's reaching like the half an hour point, and I don't want to pay and upgrade my podcast hosting. So yeah, recap. make a 15-minute schedule, okay? 15 minutes every day, and you're going to find various activities to fill those 15 minutes with, okay? If you can't find 15 minutes, then you're going to sit on the toilet, take a shit, and you're going to play Duolingo, right? If you're cooking, find a recipe. If you're in the car, driving to work, you've got a 15-minute drive, 20, 25-minute drive, listen to a podcast, listen to some music, okay? Vary your activities. When it comes to tackling certain things, let's say you have a very specific problem with something, like you have problems with prepositions or you have problems with whatever, go on YouTube, find a lesson about it in those 15 minutes, watch, come out at the end of it, and just be reassured that you have made an effort today to improve your English and to focus on that one thing that was really getting to you and really, really making... What do I want to say? Really... Something that was a real pain for you, is what I want to say, okay? Something that was difficult for you before. And you come out at the end of those 15 minutes just being a little bit wiser, a little bit more knowledgeable, okay? Do your hobbies in English. And final thing, stop waiting for other people to come along with a magic potion. It's not going to work, it's not going to help, and it doesn't exist. Yeah, if someone had invented a remedy, they'd be rich, everyone would be fluent in 10 plus languages, but we're not, it doesn't exist. Yeah, stop waiting for other people to motivate you, stop waiting for that one video that's, you know, gonna make everything click and you're gonna be fluent after watching that video. It's not gonna happen, right? And that's it, that's the end of this. I better go, because I don't want to pay the extra fees to upgrade my account. But anyway, enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you very soon. Bye-bye.